This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Tell everyone I was born by God's dear grace in an extraordinary place where the stars and stripes and the eagle fly.
That would be America. Now, what this is, Cap, this is America.
Amen, brother.
USA, baby.
You're such a nationalist.
It's fun to chat with Kevin O'Leary a little bit about how much he loves North Dakota.
It is good to meet him.
And one of the things he said to me, chit-chatting on the way out, we're too modest.
Yeah.
We're too too much of that Scandinavian sort of...
Aw, shucks.
Yeah.
Yep, no biggie.
And I think that we have a lot more to offer. There's no doubt about that. So
not often you get to shake hands with a guy worth $400 million. That's pretty awesome.
It's a great television show, too.
Oh, man. Think of the entrepreneurs they've launched on that thing. I mean, the products are all over the place off Shark Tank. Brilliant idea.
I didn't even know what binge watching meant until I actually
really?
Stumbled across, I think on a plane one time, I downloaded a bunch of Shark Tanks by accident. I didn't even know what I was doing. And all of a sudden I got all these episodes of Shark Tank there, and I watched one and watched two and watched three. And I'm like, oh, this is what binge watching is. Okay. But it was worth doing. It's just fun. Just fun to see.
Have you seen, if you watch a lot of it, the commercial for Bombas socks, we talk about, because every pair they sell, they donate a pair to a homeless shelter.
Didn't Tom's Shoes used to do that?
I'm not sure.
Yeah.
But they are the most successful product from Shark Tank. They have more than nearly a quarter of a billion in sales just on Bombas alone.
Wow.
Yeah, it's an amazing show.
Sounds like it.
Scrub Daddy, the Squatty Potty. That came out of Shark Tank.
You know what I love?
Squatty Potty, not kidding you.
As we mentioned earlier, PRX, the home gym.
Yep.
Fargo, North Dakota idea.
Absolutely.
7 or 8 years old, but it's right out of here. It's pretty cool. I love the entrepreneurism, the entrepreneurial spirit of people, the grit of I got an idea and this is going to be great and a little bit of this and a little bit of that and watch it go. It's just the best of America. That's what I love about the show.
I remember one episode I was watching and it was something simple. I believe it was a paintbrush plastic cover that you put.
I've seen that one.
Brilliant. That you put over the paintbrush to keep the paint. And I'm thinking that's brilliant.
Yep.
And it's so simple. And I'm sure that has made hundreds and hundreds of thousands of bucks.
I didn't get to ask him, because he said Barb usually rides her brew bit or something to that. But I like Lori Grenier. Lori is she was the one that bit on the Squatty Potty, too. But, yeah, she's the other gal that's on the show.
The Squatty Potty.
Have you seen this thing? My buddy in Arizona has one.
My niece has one in California. She swears by it.
He's like, you got to try this. I'm like, shut up. And he's like, no, you got to try it.
What is a Squatty Potty?
So it's... It's supposed
it's a stool that goes under your toilet, and when you sit down to do your business, you slide it on, you put your feet up on it.
You put your feet up
on your feet are way up
stool.
Like this. Your
it's supposed to help you go to the bathroom better.
Your knees come way up like this.
Why did I ask?
And it apparently helps with the flow. It's apparently a flow thing.
It does.
So, you end up sitting like this, but,
Wow.
Both knees up.
Is that at Walmart, by the way, or where would
you? No,
I believe you order those online.
Online, I see. Yeah. Okay,
Slotty Potty. Wonderful. There's your next Christmas present.
Yeah, exactly right. Anyway, still to come on the program today, John Phelan is going to be here, an economist at the Center of the American Experiment. We're going to talk a little about North Dakota's economy, how you know, oil and gas in North Dakota, the energy industry specifically, is under attack from not only the administration but other, you know, Russia and other countries trying to take it out. How do you deal with that? What do you do to have, you know, all boom and no bust? That's the subject of a lunch that's going to happen on Friday, 11:30, Avalon Event Center. Details at AmericanExperimentND.org, AmericanExperimentND.org. We'll talk with them here after a little while. We asked our friend Dean Wysocki, chief meteorologist from the Skywatch Weather Center, to come on in here and tell us a little how this storm is tracking. So our first snowflake, about what time?
After 4 o'clock. After 4 o'clock, we'll start to see that snow spreading in from the southwest, entering the southern valley. It'll be a little later in the northern valley, but from FM areas and points southward, we're looking at that snow starting after 4. That's when a winter storm watch goes in, or winter storm warning, I'm sorry, goes into effect. And by 6 o'clock, we'll start to see heavy snow bands moving into the area. And any time between 6 o'clock and 10 o'clock, we're going to see some heavy snow falling at the rate of about an inch an hour. Some areas could be a little heavier than that. So if you have any travel plans between 6 and 10 this evening, it is going to be a mess. And those roads are really going to take deterioration very quickly. They're brining the roads right now. You can see them. But it's once that heavy snow starts, it's really going to pile up quickly. So, again, evening plans, it's going to be a mess this evening. It's out of here by midnight, though. But with that heavy snow falling, we're looking at about 4 to 7 inches of snow here in the FM area, and some higher totals are possible. Here's the wild card. We could see thunder snow out of this. It's not out of the realm of possibility.
Wait a minute. What is thunder snow?
Well, it's think of a thunderstorm in the summertime and how heavy that rain falls.
Okay.
It's the same thing except with snow. So you figure all that rain that's falling, it's falling as snow. That's if you have thunder snow, it's typically falling at the rate of about 2 inches per hour. And there could be a couple of pockets of thunder snow. It's favoring areas just east of the valley right now, but it's close enough to kind of keep an eye on.
So, well, if you have snow starting at 4 and ending by
midnight.
And you're talking
at the latest.
And you're talking about estimates of how much? What to what?
4 to 7. We could have up to 7 inches of snow.
That's a good clip of snow per hour.
About an inch an hour.
Yeah.
Yeah. It'll start off, you know, not that bad, but by 6 o'clock through 10 o'clock or 6 o'clock through 11 o'clock, it's going to really be snowing pretty hard. Thankfully the wind's not too bad. We will have some blowing snow overnight and tomorrow morning, so the snow will be done by tomorrow morning easily. But we'll still be left with some residual blowing snow, and that'll kind of play a little bit of a headache on the roadways tomorrow morning. Nothing too bad because, again, the falling snow will be done. The plow crews will have all night to take care of the roadways. So it's just this evening is going to be the worst part. Anywhere between 6 o'clock and 10 o'clock, 6 o'clock and 11 o'clock, that kind of time frame.
If it is thunder snow, is that a heavier wet kind of snow?
Yeah, a little bit. A little bit, yep.
So maybe we'll have less blowing after the snow.
Depending on where that axis falls, but yeah. There won't be a whole lot of blowing to begin with, but this won't be like the last few storms that we've had come through here where we had those high winds, and it won't be anything like that. This will just be a short duration, and by short, a 4 to 5 hour window of some really heavy snow.
But by tomorrow, plows will have been out.
Yep. It'll be long gone. Just some minor blowing and drifting tomorrow morning.
Yeah.
And then the good news out of all this, after this storm passes by, we're going to go into a quiet part of the LRC cycle through early next week. And then on our LRC calendar, again, we've got a storm system at the end of the month. Now, the thing with that is, we may have a chunk of really cold air diving out of Canada. That's the last thing we want. But if that happens later next week, that could, in fact, shift that storm track far enough south where we miss a big storm next week. And by next week, I'm talking middle and end of next week. So that's something we'll keep a close eye on as well.
This storm is kind of long and narrow, right? So
and very quick moving.
Where to where? Is in this winter storm warning.
So from Lisbon through Fargo, up through Thief River Falls, Lake of the Woods, under a winter storm warning. So that's the corridor of the heaviest snow. Outside of that, from Grand Forks to Jamestown, Bismarck area, to Sisseton Hills area, and then curving back up towards Detroit Lakes, the surrounding areas are under winter weather advisory. Well, they'll get about 3 to 5 inches of snow. So the corridor, the heaviest from about Lisbon through FM area up through about Thief River.
What's the difference between a winter storm warning and a blizzard? Wind?
Wind is the big wind and visibility, the big difference, yeah.
All right. So I'm kind of curious now about thunder snow. Aren't you, Kev? Thunder snow.
It's a very interesting. Sometimes you'll get lightning with it, so you're out and it's snowing and you hear a clap of thunder and you'll see lightning in the clouds. It's pretty, it doesn't happen often, and I'm not saying it will happen, but there is there's some signals that could happen just east of the valley.
A lot of snow.
Thank goodness it won't last long. And it's falling at you know, where they'll have the morning commute. It should be a lot cleaner than it will for the evening commute.
Dean Wysocki, who is our chief meteorologist with the latest on this latest weather event. We have a lot of them lately. Winter storm warning today into the wee hours of the morning. Thank you, sir.
Winter just won't end, will it?
No, it won't. Come on, spring. Come on.
Amen.
University of Mary, we are truly military friendly. Our special admissions team has years of real-world military experience, so we know just how to support your advancement every step of the way. We offer scholarships, credit for prior learning, and make sure you and your family receive all available military benefits. Classes start every 5 weeks. Discover University of Mary's true military-friendly community at umary.edu/military-services.
Did you know you can move for free? Sound too good to be true? Action Movers has an exclusive program that gives you the opportunity to do exactly that. Call Action Movers and they'll set you up with a local realtor who will help you sell and or find a new home, whether it be in North Dakota or anywhere else in the country. In exchange, you'll earn $5 back for every $1,000 in your home sale or purchase price. No catch. Just move with Action Movers to get the cash back. Call them today, 701-566-5532.
Did you know that the oil and natural gas industry touches every corner of North Dakota? It's true. Each year, the industry pays over $2 billion to the state of North Dakota. That money flows across the state, funding everything from education, roads and flood control projects, to social services and law enforcement. Learn more at ndpetroleumfoundation.org. North Dakota Oil and Natural Gas. Advancing the possibilities.
Hi, this is Kevin Piper with Piper's Auction Company. Piper's upcoming February auctions include 786 acres of exceptional cropland in Ward County, 310 acres of highly productive cropland in Renville County near Glenburn, 308 acres of excellent cropland in Trail County south of Mayville in Portland, 640 acres of highly productive cropland near Hope, North Dakota in Steele County, and 340 acres of exceptional cropland in Becker County, Minnesota. View these auctions and many more land and equipment auctions at Piper's.com.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information or instant payment, email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.
Now, where you are, the home or business, for instance, how sure are you of the quality of the air you're breathing? Do you really know? My friends at H.A. Thompson and Sons are the pros, you know. They have searched the world for the best of the best components that fit right into your HVAC system. Really done well. And right now, some of the biggest of the big, healthcare facilities, schools, are using their products. But you can take advantage of that great research and put them in your home or in your business and know that your air is clean. For more information, visit hatandsons.com, hatandsons.com, the pros at indoor air quality. Well, we have a Biden veto. First veto, Kevin, of the Republican House. This passed the House, this passed the Senate, got to the president, and he vetoed it. You know the good thing about this is? Now, come campaign time, all the Democrats and Biden own this idea that somehow ESGs belong in your 401k.
Yep.
It's okay to...
Climate, you know, climate.
Right, and they should decide for you, right?
Yeah.
Story of...
Everything. We'll tell you what to do, where to invest, how to think, what to say.
Story explaining this, the New York Post, the Senate on Wednesday overturned a Department of Labor rule allows retirement plans to consider environmental, social, and governance factors when making investment decisions.
That's awesome. China, Russia, India, Pakistan, all of Africa, the Middle East, they're all doing that, too.
Are they doing that?
They're doing that. Everybody's in on this.
Are we on a level playing field here?
Everybody going to suffer the same consequences from this? No? Oh. Huh.
Republicans are arguing it is a part of Biden's woke agenda. Two Senate Democrats, West Virginia's Joe Manchin and Montana's John Tester, joined all Republicans in support of the ESG disapproval resolution, which passed by a 50-46 vote in the Democratic majority chamber. Four senators did not vote on the now passed legislation, and of course Joe Biden has vetoed it now. Vetoed it. John Tester, by the way, from Montana, watch that one. You know what John Tester wants to do? Get reelected.
Yeah.
So he's going to be doing a few more of these votes. You know what Joe Manchin wants to do? Get reelected. So they are both.
They've all got to go.
They both are going to be voting Republicans' way more than not on some of these key issues, and that will that'll be a little tough on Say It Ain't So Joe. But this is his first presidential veto. That's how beholden they are to the ESG agenda. Really is awful. Do you want to know what Mr. Biden said? I'm sure you do, Kev. So I'll tell you.
Oh, absolutely.
He was fighting back against MAGA House Republicans.
Yeah.
However, that little talking point kind of falls apart when you realize the ESG rule actually rejecting the ESG rule, rather, got bipartisan support. I just read you two Democratic senators. It's not MAGA Republican. Joe Manchin is not a MAGA Republican. John Tester, Democrat from Montana, teacher who likes to pretend he's a farmer or member of the military or something. Montanans, spread that word. John Tester is a teacher. Nothing wrong with teachers, but he doesn't like his role as a teacher well enough to embrace it because he acts like he's a, I don't know, haircut kind of the military member, and the way he talks about farming, he swears he's a farmer. So I've been bugged by that by John Tester for a while. But this wasn't MAGA Republicans, Joe Biden. What does MAGA stand for again? He hates the MAGA Republicans so bad. Loves mentioning them. Oh, the MAGA House Republicans!
Yeah, his Twitter, whoever does his Twitter for him.
Thank you.
Wrote, this bill would risk your retirement savings by making it illegal to consider risk factors that MAGA House Republicans don't like. Your plan manager should be able to protect your hard-earned savings, whether Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene likes it or not.
Let's break this down a second.
Yeah, where's Brian Kronk? Again.
What the Republicans are doing here is saying you can't dictate ESG agenda to somebody that has a 401k. Exactly the opposite of what that talk says.
A tweet.
It's a tweet? Yeah.
Yeah.
It's exactly the opposite of what that tweet is saying. Oh, man, they're not afraid to lie.
Just get out. Get out of the way. Regulation mandate. Just stop talking. Go away. Let us invest where we want to invest. Let the markets decide things. Quit picking sides. Quit mandating what I need to. I don't want to invest in that. Then I shouldn't have to. I don't want an electric car. I shouldn't have to buy one. Or you're going to tell me I have to have one in 12 years or whatever.
Yeah, I mean,
nonsense. It's all BS.
All Republicans were looking to do, with a bipartisan bit of support, by the way, or it wouldn't be to the president's desk, is prevent the 401k managers from engaging in the ESG woke governance. That's woke capitalism. That's all it is.
That's exactly what it is.
But see, this is
stop.
This is Biden so beholden. I will tell you this. There's good in this. This will be a campaign tool. People don't want their 401ks messed with.
Oh.
And that's what's happening here. This is also a tool against the...
And by the way... Oh, go ahead.
This is also a tool that they continue to use against the oil and gas industry.
Yep.
So they can say, you're off limits. Because you don't meet our ESG rules, you can't be invested in. And that's what they're trying to do. This is another weapon in that effort.
Oh, but no, we're not denying any permits or any leases. No, you can do whatever you want. The ESG thing, no one is succeeding in investing in that. You want to make that part of my 401k, but what happened to Silicon Valley Bank? They were invested in green. Where was the solar panel factory that Obama, Solyndra or whatever it was? You know, all of this stuff is just tanking because it's not real. You're not going to run the country on solar and wind. You're not going to run the entire population in EVs. So they're tanking, but yet they want to make sure that you invested them in your 401k. Are you kidding me?
Are you kidding me? Is right.
Shut up.
Short break. When we come back, the economist John Phelan from the Center of the American Experiment. Speaking of oil and gas industry being under attack, how do you prevent the boom and bust cycles as a result in North Dakota? We'll tackle that debate when we come back on What's on Your Mind and your text too.
MyPillow 2.0 is here. Brand new temperature regulating technology that keeps you comfortable throughout the night. Mike Lindell has done it again. Sleep is all about temperature and height. It's not a firm or soft thing. Everyone wants soft, but they need support. The patented adjustable fill is going to give you the exact support you need from the bed to your head, and it's going to stay that way throughout the night. This is where it gets really good. We've all experienced those temperature-related sleep interruptions. You get too hot, you toss and turn, you flip your pillow over. All of that is gone with the MyPillow 2.0 cooling technology. Your MyPillow 2.0 will stay cool all night long. It's truly the best pillow you'll ever own. And right now you buy one and you get one free. That's right, buy one, get one of the MyPillow 2.0. Just use the promo code Scott at MyPillow.com. Promo code Scott, MyPillow.com, or call 800-506-9028.
USA News Update. President Biden issued his first veto of his presidency yesterday in an early sign of shifting White House relations with the new Republican-led Congress. The bill would have prevented his administration from making investments based on environmental, social, and governance considerations.
I just signed this veto because the legislation passed by the Congress would put at risk the retirement savings of individuals across the country. They couldn't take into consideration investments that wouldn't be impacted by climate, impacted by overpaying executives, and that's why I decided to veto it.
Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell and his colleagues this week will face one of their toughest calls in years, whether to raise interest rates again to fight high inflation or to take a timeout amid the worst banking crisis since 2008. Fed officials' two-day meeting concludes tomorrow. Lance Pry, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Is for lunch today. PetroServe USA, home cook and grab and go convenience. 45th Street in Fargo, Swedish meatballs. Also, Swedish meatballs on MP Avenue, downtown Fargo. There's Salisbury Steak in Euland. There's Tater Tot Hot Dish in Glendon. There's barbecue pulled pork sandwich at 12th Avenue and I-29. Meatloaf or beef stroganoff, West Main Avenue, West Fargo. And hot beef sandwich or chicken pot pie in Valley City. PetroServe USA, home cooking, grab and go convenience. There you go. You're going to love it. Friday, 11:30 in Fargo, an all boom, no bust lunch. Sponsored by the American Experiment ND, and you can find out details about this at AmericanExperimentND.org, AmericanExperimentND.org, and you also need to go there to RSVP. John Phelan is a economist with the Center of the American Experiment to talk a little bit about the presentation on Friday. John, how are you?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
Good, nice to catch up with you. We've been talking about some of the perils that are out there from the for the oil and gas, for that matter, coal as well. And certainly it comes from government, it comes from, you know, the regulatory bodies, it also comes from the ESG movement. So there's a lot of targets directed at the oil and gas and coal industries in North Dakota. So what do we do about it?
Well, at the state level, it can be quite difficult because one of the things that North Dakota has is that the extractive industries are such a big share of the economy. And so North Dakota is one of the few states in the U.S. that hasn't regained its pre-COVID-19 peak in GDP yet. And that is because of the Biden administration's war on extractives and on war on energy. So that has a disproportionate effect on North Dakota's economy because North Dakota's economy is disproportionately reliant on that sector. So at the one level, you know, you've really got to kind of push back against the Fed. But that's kind of difficult for the state government to do. One of the things I'll be talking about at these events is state policy. And I'll be contrasting North Dakota with Minnesota and showing how North Dakota's policies have been better than Minnesota's. So that's some way that you can cushion yourself against this. But it is very, very difficult when the federal government is hell-bent on stamping on such a vital part of your economy.
No, it's it really is a battle every day, and a lot of those are waged in courtrooms. You know, bad policy comes down, bad directives from the agencies. You go to court, and you know, you win some, you lose some, and you drag that battle out a little bit. But that's sort of what you're left to fight. What is your suggestion with all boom, no bust? What can be done differently, knowing this is going to go on? This is going to be a constant. Wherever that war on energy comes from, it's going to come, right? We know that. That's not going away. What do we do about it?
Well, to some extent, you keep doing what you've been doing, and maybe you do a bit more of it. It's interesting to look at South Dakota, actually. That's the state that has seen the biggest bounce back from the COVID-19 crash that there was economically. And South Dakota does not have, you know, the bounty of oil and gas and all the rest of it. But South Dakota, when you look at their economic success, and they're actually a state that attracts residents. You know, Minnesota hemorrhages residents every year, and people say, oh, it's the weather. Well, the weather in South Dakota is not great, but they manage to attract residents. So when you look at the economic policy success, or when you look at the success of South Dakota's economy, it's pretty much all policy. So when you look at what they're doing, they have no income tax, for example, which is a direction that North Dakota is moving in. It already has much lower income taxes than Minnesota. And you do see that when you look at the border areas of Minnesota and North Dakota, which is what I compare specifically.
Do you think the elimination of an income tax is enough of a magnet by itself? I mean, do you attribute South Dakota's growth or North Dakota's potential for additional, you know, in-migration could come from income tax? North Dakota's income tax is relatively low now. I think it's 14% of the federal obligation. And they are talking about doing a flat rate now and eventually phasing it out altogether. Do you think that's enough of a tool to attract people, just the change in policy on the income tax?
I think it's a big part of it. I mean, if you look at the states that are sucking in residents from elsewhere, it's states like Texas, it's states like Florida, states that don't have an income tax. It's not necessarily that, you know, entirely because of those things, but it's also because those states tend to produce jobs, you know, partly because of their low tax burden, and people will move where the jobs are. And so I think, you know, that is a big thing. It's not the only policy I'd suggest, by the way. There's a couple of very kind of technical things that relate to the corporate tax, like the repeal of the throwback rule, and also, you know, the sales tax base on kind of corporate, you know, corporate expenditures. That's kind of a little bit inside baseball, and I'm not sure that would be economic catnip. But really, you know, if you're looking at kind of a big, bold change, and the income tax is it.
We're chatting with John Phelan. John is an economist with the Center of the American Experiment, and we'll be talking about all this, an all-boom, no-bust lunch event to talk about North Dakota's future and the economy and how to deal with the fact that the state policy is good and solid, but you still have one of its biggest sectors, the energy world, fighting a war, and how to mitigate against that, what to do. If you'd like to RSVP for the event, by the way, you can go to AmericanExperimentND.org, AmericanExperimentND.org. That's where you RSVP for the event. John, you mentioned that the state policy in North Dakota is good. Give me some examples of that. How is North Dakota, when you contrast it with Minnesota, so much better on the policy side?
Well, there's a couple of things. I mean, obviously the tax is one. But I would also say that if you look at, if you look at minimum wage rates, for example, North Dakota is kind of bound by the federal minimum wage, but Minnesota's gone above that, and in the Twin Cities we've gone some way above even that. But if you look at, the kind of regulatory environment's a different thing as well. So, North Dakota's got oil and gas and whatnot, but that wouldn't do very much good if you had a state government that didn't let you try and develop it. That, unfortunately, is a situation that Minnesota is in. You've got all these kind of, metals deposits up in the north of the state, and we have a state government that just will not let that be developed in any kind of way, even in a very environmentally responsible and sustainable way. And so that's a big difference as well. You just had the example. There was a business from North Carolina that wanted to open a factory in the north of Minnesota, you know, one of the more economically depressed areas of the state. And it basically got swallowed up by court challenges and regulatory hoo-ha. And so that's a big problem. You have to have a government who's more open and friendly to economic development than Minnesota has.
Yeah, that's the land of that doesn't take a whole heck of a lot to be a little freer than Minnesota, does it?
That's true.
Unfortunately for Minnesota, sorry, I chuckle, but it's getting to be more and more challenging. What will you suggest on Friday? What would you like the legislature and policymakers to do in North Dakota?
Well, like I say, I think that they need to keep on with the tax reform. And one of the things about North Dakota is, you've got this kind of structured progressive income tax. And if you flatten that, that's a very good thing. As an economist, you know, the best way that you can tax is low rates on a broad base, so to speak. But like I say, there are some technical things as well. Corporate taxation, funnily enough, North Dakota doesn't rank quite so well on. So, for example, the brackets, because most states that impose a corporate income tax impose just the one rate, whereas North Dakota actually has a kind of graduated system, a bit like the income tax. And those brackets don't adjust for inflation. So even though your profits can kind of go up and your incomes can go up because of inflation, your burden can increase, the tax burden, even while you're just keeping up with inflation. So that would need to change. Also, the sales tax, there is an awful lot of things that are kind of exempted in kind of corporate inputs that need to change from that. And also, like I say, repeal of the throwback rule, which is this odd way of kind of apportioning corporate income among states. These are all things that kind of drag North Dakota down the rankings a wee bit.
Explain the throwback rule.
Well, this is one of the more kind of technical and involved things. It's kind of a tricky one. Basically, what you have is some businesses, they have revenues and profits when they function across states that they try to, it's kind of hard to know where to tax it. So what a throwback rule does, if a state has one of those, they kind of throw it back into a particular state. And what that can do is it can lead to double taxation of the same revenue, which is not helpful, obviously, and it does tend to encourage businesses to stay out of your state. And so that's something that North Dakota could profitably get rid of.
Yeah, interesting. Those are the kind of things when you're in a good spot and you're doing things pretty well and you're moving along on tax reform, you get into the nitty-gritty and get a little bit better. Have you seen a best practice as far as promoting tax policy and attracting businesses and residents as a result of it? Is there a good way to do that?
Well, like I say, one of the things that they have in kind of states like Florida and Texas is the weather. You know, that kind of goes in their favor. I mean, maybe not so much in hurricane season, obviously. But when you're up in our part of the world, you don't have that going for you quite so much. So you've got to be more proactive. If you remember Rick Perry, when he was governor of Texas, he used to go around the country inviting businesses to move to Texas, and quite a few of them took him up on that. So that's maybe something that you could do. You really got to be, if you compare that with Minnesota, for example, the governor there is trying to attract people by waging this kind of culture war and saying you can move to our state and say gay in the classroom. Well, great, but that's not really going to change very much in terms of the economics and the population flows. So you've got to be proactive. You've got to get out there and realize that you are in competition with other states.
A lot of good info here. Good things to chew on, and, of course, you can chew on that. Your lunch and a few good stats. Friday, RSVP, AmericanExperimentND.org. It'll be at the Avalon Event Center at 11:30 on Friday. Thank you, John. We appreciate you.
Thank you very much.
John Phelan, economist for the American Experiment North Dakota Group.
Discover kinder care. Kinder Care is assisted living homes located in West Fargo, offering adult daycare services, companion care, and assisted living, all the services you need available at Kinder Care, plus home-cooked meals, 24-hour security, personal care, and more, all in a cozy family environment located on 3 acres of land in a scenic, quiet country setting in West Fargo. KinderCareFargo.com or call 701-261-3246.
We love the American flag. That's why at ndflagpoleguy.com, that's all we do. We install flagpoles. We repair flagpoles. We wash flags. We replace flags. We want to install and take care of your flag. This is Jim. I'm ndflagpoleguy.com, inviting you to proudly display your love for America by flying Old Glory at your home or business. Call 701-571-FLAG or go to ndflagpoleguy.com. Thank you.
From field to fuel. A story from the North Dakota Ethanol Council. Did you know North Dakota's ethanol industry is a leader in carbon capture? Ethanol is pioneering carbon capture. While the world talks about it, ethanol is doing it. Here, now, reducing the carbon footprint. North Dakota's corn producers are increasingly efficient stewards of the land, producing more on the same land with less inputs. In fact, yields have increased 25% to 42% in the last 20 years using similar levels of inputs. Corn ethanol is our nation's best way to decarbonize transportation today. And corn ethanol has a significantly smaller carbon footprint than gasoline. And it's getting smaller. Find out more at ndethanol.org. ndethanol.org. A message from the North Dakota Ethanol Council.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. GCNfood.com.
I can't get to sleep. I think about the implications.
Song makes me smile.
Deep cut for you.
Yeah.
Possibly the complication, especially at night.
This guy's Australian?
Yep. And it works.
Yeah.
We first learned about the Vegemite sandwich and what the hell that was. Yeah.
Do we still know?
By the way, oh yeah, you don't want it. You don't want
it. Is that right?
Yeah, no.
The Vegemite.
I'm going to pass.
All right. Hey, MyPillow has a blowout sale going on right now, and they're all-season slippers, and I'm looking at a number of styles here. And these were $149.98. They're all $25 with the promo code SCOTT. It's men's slip-on slippers, women's slip-on slippers, and men's and women's moccasin slippers, all $25. All sales final, closeout sale, they're moving them on out. So, can't beat a deal like that. $25 for a pair of slippers at MyPillow.com. Just go to MyPillow.com, use the promo code SCOTT, and while you're there, there's lots of other things to shop for, like all kinds of socks, no-show, low-cut, quarter socks, crew, outdoor, knee-high, compression socks, a lot of options there. Check out MyPillow.com, promo code SCOTT, or this number, 800-506-9028, 800-506-9028. 10 before the hour, our final segment of What's on Your Mind. Call us, 271-1100. Text us, 237-1590. 701-237-1590. Someone has been so kind to send me a link to the Squatty Potty we were talking about
earlier. Oh, yeah, there you go. Look at the YouTube commercial for it. It's hilarious.
But added the comment, having good abs does the same thing. Learned this from Jack LaLanne many years ago.
Oh, well, there you go.
Yeah. True statement. Thank you for that very much. Some folks being a little critical of Kevin O'Leary. We have that tendency in North Dakota. If you're not from here, I don't like you much. Not a fan of that approach.
Well, you got a guy like that willing to bring money into your ideas and willing to, you know, I welcome all that, I would think.
Right. Texter says New Hampshire is flying the flag upside down. Well, the don't tread on me state may be saying that's a little bit of a distress signal. Could be. Lister says, hey, it's time to take all this more seriously now. It's coming. There will be other banks failing. I think you should have an expert on your show explaining this to the American people who deserve to know the truth about what is coming, and sadly, there isn't a good answer. It's scary what is happening, all thanks to Biden, the Democrats, and, of course, the Republicans who voted for one of those massive spending bills. If the Republicans would have stood their ground like the American people wanted them to do, we wouldn't be here today.
What's coming, I would say.
The country couldn't afford to spend more money. The country is broke. By the way, on everything, the biggest of the big bills, all the additional spending that hiked inflation, all that, didn't have a single Republican vote. There was one package, because it had bipartisan support, because it actually had infrastructure in it, that passed, that Biden takes credit for, but all the others without a single Republican vote. So when you say, if Republicans would have stood their ground, Republican House, Republican Senate, Republican President, there's no ground to stand. It isn't there. What did you say, Kev?
I just, you know, it's coming. From the texter, I mean, are you talking about the total and final collapse of the American banking system, or are you talking about a few more banks that are badly run that are gonna go under? I would say it's the latter. I mean, like O'Leary talked about, where's Enron? Where's Arthur Andersen? Where's Lehman? We're gonna get on the list of these major failures over. I mean, in 08 had a lot to do. I mean, but we always find a way to get through it. I don't think that we've lost. I don't think we've lost that. I think that we're still a country of innovators and you know, champions and winners that, you know, are going to go out and do what Kevin O'Leary does. And I'm just tired of the government getting involved, picking losers and winners. It's not there. It's none of it. Get out of all of it.
Kevin O'Leary is in North Dakota for our water and our energy. Data centers are huge water suckers and huge energy consumers. Look for possible rolling blackouts and water problems on the Missouri River. That's not wonderful for North Dakota. North Dakota has some really good power providers, especially those rural co-ops. They're very well-run, smart folks, so I'd give them a little more credit than that. A texter says, hey, thanks for getting Kevin O'Leary in studio today. It was a great interview. He doesn't sugarcoat things, and he always backs up what he says with numbers and facts. Listeners that paid attention to this segment learned a lot. Well, thank you for that. Thank you, thank you.
I did.
Yeah. Texter says, this smells of Obama. He so badly wanted to get a hold of our 401ks. And they're going to do it through the woke ESGs now.
Oh, they're going to try a lot more than your 401k, too, with this nonsense.
Yeah.
Tee it up. Greta is ready. She is on. She's right over there outside stage, ready to put on act number three, right?
How dare you?
You go, girl. Yeah.
There she is. Exactly right. Okay. We're out of time tomorrow. A town hall about a mental health crisis.
Yeah.
What's on your mind? Join us.
It's going to be good.
When joint pain controls the way you move, it holds you back. The Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team can help with therapy and treatment options that focus on finding your way forward without pain. If you're ready to manage your symptoms or plan for a future total joint replacement, we're committed to providing you care in a healthy and safe environment. Call 701-323-8920 to schedule a same-day appointment with the Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team in Bismarck.
Information comes flying at you, and the mumbo-jumbo is so confusing. When it comes to Medicare, you are not alone. Free and unbiased assistance is available to North Dakotans through the State Health Insurance Counseling Program. Need help understanding all the forms? How about your Medicare coverage options? Maybe you need to file an appeal. Whatever it is, we're here to help. To speak with a counselor, call 888-575-6611 or visit insurance.nd.gov. This ad paid for by the North Dakota Insurance Department with funds from the Administration for Community Living.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extend.